It is time for Talkin' Music on your Mountain Grown Community Radio, KVNF. I'm your host, Taya J. I'm joined today in the studio by Bree and Spencer of the Colorado-based soul band, The Burrows. Thanks so much for tuning in. We hope you enjoy. Awesome. Well, Bree and Spencer of The Burrows, thank you both so much for joining us in the studio.
Yeah, thanks for having us here.
Yeah, glad we could catch you between soundcheck and your show in Paonia Town Park. What's your mindset when you go into performing a show like this where you're outdoors, it's summer, it's hot, people have heard a lot of music, but they're there for it?
Oh, man, just try to bring it. I mean, it's been a long day of driving, and luckily we had a few dates last week where long drives and then just show up and play the show. So just kind of play stuff that we know pretty well and try to pretend like we just woke up, you know.
Yeah, totally. That sounds right. I'm always curious. I think I couldn't be a musician because the amount of time you spend on the road, I get so bored on the road. What do you guys do during these long drives? Do you sing just the whole time? That's what I imagine musicians do.
No, it's unbelievably, you would be shocked at like how silent and boring it is sometimes. But everybody's got their thing.
Yeah, we're big on eye masks lately.
Oh yeah,
everybody's been getting their eye masks so they can sleep in the car.
Interesting. Yeah. We need some Burrows eye mask swag, some merch.
I think so.
That could be merch in your future, I think.
Spencer plays a lot of a game called Balatro.
Oh, yeah, me and Hayden, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so a lot of video games. Mm-hmm. Some people do like actual work if we have enough signal to do that, which is a boring answer, but true.
But hey, we like honesty. It's public radio. We love honesty.
Yeah, and we listen to a lot of music in the car, too. So
who gets to control the playlist? Do you take turns?
Usually the driver or the shotgun.
That makes sense, because the driver's got to keep the driver in a good mood.
Yeah.
So you all hail from Greeley. Talk to me a little bit about Greeley. What's the music scene like in Greeley?
Yeah, so Greeley is a cool city that sometimes feels like flies under the map a little bit. Has a university there, University of Northern Colorado, where a lot of us attended school and met for the first time. Has a great music program and jazz program. The city itself is like 110,000 people, and I'd say like it has like a small but mighty contingent of musicians and artists there, and some great like local spots and venues. Yeah, what would you say about it?
Yeah, a bunch of local spots to play. And there's a lot of people from the school especially that are learning how to be, they're working really hard and they're learning how to be pretty good, and they're all kind of coming up at the same time. So it's a good spot to see like new bands or see what people are learning how to play. And it's a lot of stuff that's being performed at a pretty high level, especially for like going to see something at like a bar.
It seems like it's a nice opportunity for potential collaborations. Not that you guys necessarily need more members. What are you, nine band members currently?
There are nine of us, yeah.
There's nine of you. So it's nice that they trust the two of you to speak for them. That's a good testament.
We'll rotate different people in and out, yeah.
How does that work in coordinating a group that's so large? I mean, you're on the road a lot, you're traveling, you can't even fit in one vehicle, probably.
We can in this one specific vehicle.
Ooh, the magic school bus.
Yeah, it's like a 12-passenger van that's been modded, and it drags a trailer. So that gets our whole crew, which is nine band members and one sound engineer right now. People ask that. I do a lot of our management and logistics and have for a long time. And
kudos to you. I'm bowing down to you because that's not the fun role necessarily.
And I think the biggest advantages that we've had is just like a lot of momentum and practices from really early on. Like when the band first got started, it's like, oh, we had a weekly practice, and like we've been able to kind of like maintain and prioritize that. And then, you know, even adding new members along the years, like integrating them into the systems. It's a boring answer, but it's like, oh, we have a shared calendar and people actually use it. It's sort of the short answer to that.
Totally. Well, I think people sometimes forget that playing music is a lot of logistics. You know, people think, oh, you just get there and you get on stage and you play and you do what you love. And yes, you do.
Oh, man.
And also there's all these other parts and pieces and all of this heavy lifting that has to happen in order for you to show up.
Literal heavy lifting.
Yeah.
Quite literally. You're all pretty buff. Are y'all? Let's see your muscles. They can't see you on the radio, so it's okay.
What do you think? Talk it up here.
Yeah, it looks good. Oh, yeah. I don't know, Spencer. I don't know.
Yeah.
Bree's got some muscles,
yeah,
though.
Yeah,
she does all your lifting for you.
I wish.
Yeah, there's everybody chips in. Yeah.
I love that. Well, I've heard it described as sweaty soul music. What is sweaty soul music?
It's funk music, soul music, high energy, and like a big old party with everybody involved. So it kind of, that description kind of kind of started a little bit tongue-in-cheek, and then we've just, like, embraced it, I think, over the years. So we pull a lot from, you know, a bunch of different funk, soul, Motown, and then, like, also R&B references and modern pop stuff. I mean, hip-hop thing, like, a whole gamut of music. So I think the defining features of it is that it, like, makes you want to move and dance, and then it's going to be really high energy and collaborative.
Yeah, it's sweaty because you're going to be sweaty when you're at the show. It's going to be like 80 degrees tonight or something. You're going to be moving.
I love that. Talk about a literal answer. I actually really like that.
Well, it's what it is.
Are you the prophet?
Down in there looking at middle of the world, it glows on the screen, just like it once did in 1963. Oh, it's hard to believe. In 1968, we all saw the flames, so it appears to me this is all the same. Yeah. At least it's all the same pain. And it seems asinine to be in this place and time. I can't stand it anymore. Why would man hurt his own kind? Will we ever change? And in so many ways we have come so far. So it hurts even more to see where we really are. It seems we never really healed our hearts. And it seems asinine to be in this place and time. I can't stand it anymore. Why would man hurt his own kind? Will we ever change? Save.
It seems like you guys have a lot of fun, and I guess I'm making that conclusion from your music videos, which I feel like are a lot of fun. Can we talk about the visual aspect?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's all sorts of things we've done over the years, and Johnny, who's our lead singer and kind of like our chief creative visionary for a lot of the band, you know, leads up a lot of those ideas. So I think, like, we've been through all sorts of different eras. If you check our music videos, of different aesthetics and influences, like there's one we're in these blue tracksuits, like dancing. There's one we did in like a skate park where we're wearing what I can only describe as like Amazon.com leopard print button downs.
Stellar and, right, leopard print.
We've been in kind of like a space thing for a while now in this latest album. So I think it's really fun because there's all sorts of references within music and other media that we can pull from, but then also you're sort of limited by like, okay, we have to dress 9 people with like a limited, you know, not huge label budget or whatever. So I think those limitations are actually really fun sometimes, and you get stuff that's like a little zany and goofy. You get Johnny, like, you know, ripping up fabric to make his own crazy outfits, and, you know, you get creative about how to dress like a whole section of people to like look good together, and yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, it's interesting to try to figure out what you can do, like what's the coolest thing you can do if you don't have a lot of time or money. And that can be, it's a good time because you just get brainstorming and be like, well, if we can ask this person to use their, you know, space or their big prop or whatever, it's mm-hmm. like, it becomes a little kind of community effort, which is always a nice little break from the whole thing. So it's nice.
One of our last like really big full-scale music video shoot that we did, which is for our song Found My Groove, we did this sort of like retro futurist vibe with it. We literally talked with a contact at the city of Greeley and got what essentially is like the size of an airplane hangar. It's a big event space that they actually hold like Western stock shows in. So just a giant gray building with like big stark overhead lights and stuff. And that was actually a vibe we were, so we got that space that they very kindly essentially donated to us for the whole day, and then got a friend of ours who does like mid-century furniture to bring in a bunch of props and just styled this whole space. So it's always stuff like that, basically.
I love that. Yeah. It's that whole it takes a village idea. Mm-hmm. I think in thinking about that, what do you think the role of music is in community?
Ooh. Man. Well, I think for us, like, it's been a really great way over the years to connect, like, to really connect with a bunch of different cross-sections of people in the city. Like, the band's been together for 11 years now, and a lot of us have, like, stayed rooted in Greeley and kind of, like, seen our own lives change and evolve and, like, seen the city sort of grow and change and evolve. And I think, you know, you're doing this big thing that's like flashy and on stage and very public, and people get to kind of see, but then you also bump into them at the grocery store or like at someone else's show or at, you know, a school thing or a downtown thing. And so I think like it, in a lot of ways, I think that gives people like a connection to just like connect and talk with you and be like, hey, I know you, like you're so-and-so. And then you get to kind of connect on like a human level beyond that. You know, thankfully we're not so huge or famous that that's ever like, you know, a really big problem. It's like, oh, we actually know the people in our community. So
I think that's the case for a lot of bands. The community building thing is great because it's like, if you're somebody out there that just like wants to get into music, like, yeah, go become a fan of a band. And you can basically, if you go to, I don't know, how many shows would it take for us to recognize somebody? Like 3?
Yeah, probably. Like, oh, yeah.
You know, if you go to a few of their shows and just, you know, listen to their stuff, you talk to them about stuff, it's like, boom, you're in. You're in the community. And like, there's some people that we've seen at some shows, we see every once in a while, some people that come to almost all of our shows. Mm-hmm. And we love seeing those people. So it's like, if you're interested, even if you're not a musician, to like, you know, get involved with musicians, like just become a fan. And I think it's fun for everybody involved. So.
Yeah. And I think we've also seen like fans connect with each other in our spaces too. I think because we're doing a thing that's like so big and loud and absurd in some ways, it kind of primes the space for everyone to hopefully feel like a little more comfortable once they're in there and like part of that thing. So
yeah, you're breaking down some of those barriers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which we kind of need. Like, we need to be in community with each other, listening mm-hmm. to music and dancing it out and, you know, just moving.
Yeah.
We need that for sure.
I can see the sunlight through my eyelids as I wake to possibility. And I can see the moonlight in my mind now. And I'm dreaming about what could be. And I know this, life is for me. Come with me and we will leave our cares behind. Yes, I know this, world is for you. Don't wait another day, cause now's the time. Don't you feel like dancing? Feel your body moving. Step into the music. Don't you feel like dancing?
I can feel a cool breeze through my fingers as we run into a secret. Yes, I know this, what is for you. Don't wait another day, cause now's the time.
What are you guys currently working on?
Man, just kind of like riding through the summer playing shows. We put out an album last year called Honey, I'm a Star. This is a big full-length concept album, and sort of riding through the like tail end of that album cycle, still playing a lot of those songs. We're testing out some new things on the road that we've been playing live and really enjoying, and so probably headed back into the studio sometime this winter to maybe start wrapping our heads around a new album project. But then also everybody has like a ton of other projects and work and side things going on all the time too. So
so you're still in your space phase. You mentioned you're kind of
we're still in space mode. We're still in space.
We're still in space. Uh-huh. We're still in orbit.
The Honey, I'm a Star extended universe. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like it. How do we become members?
Just come to the show.
You can buy the vinyl. It's very affordable on our website.
Yeah.
Yeah. They still have vinyls left. You can join the flight crew. Is it too late to join the flight crew?
I don't know. You just buy something. You're in.
Yeah.
Spiritually, you're in it.
Yeah. The Burroughs, Greeley Sweaty Soul. I got plenty of merchandise online. We'd love to have you spin our records, of course. Anyone applicable.
Yeah.
I love it. Last question for you guys. What do you love about what you do?
Yeah, that's a tough question.
I mean, you could talk about what you hate about what you do,
No. I mean, there's a lot of things. Things that I truly love about playing music is getting to work with people that I really enjoy. Even outside of the band, I can largely like do a lot of freelance stuff and choose a lot of the people that I work with, which is fantastic. So you can consistently surround yourself with people that are really great and are really great at their jobs, which is awesome. It's super fun to do that with the band. I think on stage, just all playing together and all feeling the groove and the beat together is it's awesome. Especially like when a lot of us came from an academic background and studied it for so long. And one of the things you study is like, well, it's really not even that academic at all in the first place. And so like after studying it for a while and playing together and kind of getting it to feel conceptually like that, where it's just like, it just feels natural rather than like you're really trying hard to do it. It's really great. So that's some of the stuff.
I love like the novelty of, I think, being in a band like this and like always playing in new places and meeting new people, and even kind of like the genre and style we play within, which has a lot of flexibility and opportunity for things to happen every night. So that's always really exciting to me. And yeah, to echo what Spencer said, I mean, like it's hard to find an experience like when the band is like really hitting together that like has that feeling. So it's hard to match that. And then, yeah, just getting to work with like a bunch of people I really enjoy. So yeah.
That's awesome. Bree, Spencer, thank you both so much for making time.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
Thank you.
Yeah. That was Bree and Spencer of the Colorado-based soul band, The Burroughs. For more Talking Music programming, you can tune in on our website, kvnf.org, or on the KVNF mobile app. I'm your host, Taya J. Thanks so much for listening.
You know, I think people have been doing too much talking. Talking about right, wrong, war, peace. But what I'm talking about is unity. Unity under this groove. Let me show you. Everybody come together now. Cause this groove that we are putting down. Ain't about to wait for you to decide the why, the what, the how. Step on the floor and settle in. Let this beat be your medicine. No, this ain't a debate. Listen to what we say. We are teachers, here's your lesson.
Get up and clap your hands.
Oh, what it is.
Don't you see
what we're coming with now?
What we're spreading across this land.
Go on, tell them.
It's love and unity.
You know, I think some people are trying to come against it, though.
Every day people talk with their fingers. Stinging words whose poison seems to linger. Drawing lines and searching for the ringer to shut it all down.
I've been around, I've been getting down, I've been hearing sounds of people wondering what to do. But when I'm with my crew, I can feel the love, I'm under the dove, gotta give it up to everyone who's living proof. This rough is more than jail.
Here with my baby.
so there it is. We gotta come together, 'cause we gotta forget about what we hate. We're all together on what we love.